go. That's Cassius Culpepper. Let me show you love, making a joyful noise. And hey, speaking of joyful sounds, right here on Radio Life and Style on a Tuesday, we're sort of running with a theme this hour. We're talking hearing health. We had an interview earlier with the ICANN Independent Audiology Network, and representing the network locally here, based in Salt Rock, Juliana Sila is an audiologist. Her practice is called Joyful Sound, and she's in the studio with me on a Tuesday morning for a catch-up. Welcome, Juliana. How are you on a terrific Tuesday morning?
Thanks so much, Mike. It's so lovely to be back, and it's very chilly this morning.
Yeah, no, this is a fresh time of year. Yeah. But look, you could be a surfer in the in the water right now, down at the Belita Pro, really getting a nip. So look, being in the studio, not as bad as it could be, not as fresh as it could be. Mm. But I wanted to find out from you what the fresh news is from your practice, because I believe some changes are in the works, and this week a big move is happening.
Yes. So this has been going, we've been working on that in the background for quite some time. I remember one of the GPs from Salt Rock Doctors came to me and he was like, Juliana, we are thinking of moving our offices to a bigger space and we might be moving soon. And I remember getting so excited and I was like, oh, it will probably only happen in the next year or so. And then 2 months down the line, he was like, okay, Jules, we're moving. Do you want to move in with us?
Yes, you go and crack the nod. You got the invitation.
Yes, yes. So we are actually moving into a beautiful location at the Tiffany Center, and we are calling the medical center Coastline Medical. So I don't know if you've seen, there's an ocean basket that's also opening there.
New, yes.
Yes, yes. So we are going to be right next door to that beautiful ocean basket.
That's a happy neighbor to have. So really cool, a whole new chapter.
Yes, yes. And what's so exciting is that we will be, obviously in healthcare, we want to make sure that our doctors, our physios, our audiologists, everyone know or involved with the patient, so that we're looking at the person holistically. So I'm so excited to share that medical space with other professionals who are all invested in a personalized healthcare. So I'm really, really excited for this new chapter. I can't wait to get into that.
That's so cool. So you're in good company.
Yes,
as part of the Coastline Medical Collective.
Yes.
Really, really exciting. So your existing client base, obviously they will now find you there, based at Tiffany's.
Yes.
And your actual move happening on Friday, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So from next week, you'll be fully set up in the new spot.
Yes.
For any new inquiries, and for anyone looking to get in touch with you for your services for a hearing test or screening, what is the usual process for a first time visit to your audiology practice, Joyful Sound?
Well, the best thing is to make contact. And if you are not someone who likes calling in, we even have a WhatsApp line available so that you can just pop us a message and see when we are available. But now we also have the wonderful secretary administration there at Coastline Medical. So if you are someone who likes calling in, you can just call the reception and she will book you in for a hearing test with me.
Wow. So you got some added manpower.
Yes.
Very, very cool. And at the moment, as we head into the next half of the year, what are you wanting to focus on, and what are you wanting to create more awareness around in the hearing health space?
So I think there's just so much that we can focus on. I always tell people when they sit in front of me, I wish that I could just take my brain and share it with you for a little while, just so that you can know why it's so, so important to apply early intervention into your hearing needs. So if we notice that there's even a small bit of a hearing problem, it's so important that we talk about a plan going forward. And I don't know if you were listening to the ICANN talk, just about how it's all connected. Everything is connected to our brains. Obviously, we want to make sure that we are connected to a full sensory experience. We want to be able to integrate our touch, our vision. We want to be able to integrate our hearing, because it all goes to the brain. So if the brain is not getting the full picture, obviously things are going to start going awry. So when that starts to happen, we can get stuff like tinnitus that's bugging us, that continuous buzzing in the ear. We can get memory issues, like they mentioned. We're starting to see so many things that are connected to hearing problems. So it's so, so important that we see an audiologist when it's still early stages. We don't want to wait until it's too late. So obviously education is a massive part of what we do. So that will be a big focus of mine. Brilliant. Going forward. Yeah.
And your range of patients, age-wise, I mean, from youngest to oldest, do you focus on a particular age group, or are you open to anyone who needs your help?
I think that's the wonderful thing about being a community-focused audiologist. You can really see a wide, from newborn screenings. Mm. I remember when my little boy was born 9 months ago, I asked the locum that was helping me out at the practice. I told her, please come to the house. I want to make sure that little Sion can hear. And she brought the machine that we used, and she tested his hearing right there when he was about a week old. Wow. So as young as 24 hours, all the way to 100.
you're a candidate if you're listening to this.
Yes.
And as more people become aware of the importance of hearing health as part of a connected health and wellness journey, hopefully you can get more feet through the door and more hearing tests done, because as you say, there's no substitute for catching stuff early if you have stuff to catch, and giving yourself the longest, healthiest run possible for hearing and for life.
Yes.
Hey. So for anyone listening right now, joyfulsoundaudiology.co.za is the website. You'll also find Joyful Sound and Juliana Sela, the audiologist, featured prominently in Belito Connect, the online directory where you know every listing is vetted and approved by Life and Style, so it's all good. And you might see, is your old address still on your website?
I think so, yes. I still need to update that.
It will be getting updated from this week with the new digs based at Tiffany's Center in Salt Rock, Coastline Medical, the collective of allied healthcare providers, and Juliana going to be proudly based there from Friday. Hey, exciting times.
Pop in, yes.
Hey, well, now that I know, and with Ocean Basket just next door, it's an easy decision to make. And you're hearing it right here on a Tuesday morning on Radio Life and Style. Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners with? A hearing health note to think about for the week ahead?
My favorite one is happy ears, happy brain. So look after your ears and you look after your overall mental well-being.
I like the sound of that. Happy ears indeed. And this is what Juliana's passion is. Juliana Sela, audiologist based at Joyful Sound Audiology in Salt Rock. And let's do this again. What do you say?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Hey, thanks, Mike.
Keep in hearing health in the spotlight.